Good morning. Our question today is not when it comes to paying of taxes to the government, but receiving from the government, receiving benefits from the government. Is it permitted to receive benefits when we don't, strictly speaking, fit into the criteria of what would be required in order to receive benefits? So we're going to talk initially about the land of Israel, the Sefer Darkei Mishpat, written by Rav Elazar Nidam, who is a Rav, a prolific author, a posek in Bnei Brak, a Talmid of Rav Nissen Karelitz. He brings in the name of the Rav Nissen Karelitz that benefits received from the government for assistance. For example, various insurances or discounts for buying things, or if you have an ability that the government will pay for your rent if you fit certain criteria, benefits for employees. He says as follows: in order to get any of those benefits from the government, it's prohibited to lie when it comes to supplying facts, when it comes to supplying information about yourself to the government. We have to distance ourselves from any lying in that nature. And he says that this applies not only to Chutz Laaretz, but this applies to Eretz Yisrael as well, even though the view of Rav Nissen Karelitz is that Dina de Malchus Adina doesn't apply in the land of Israel. The law of the land does not apply in the law of Israel. But that does not matter. That has nothing to do with our getting benefits from the government. And accordingly, he says, somebody who applies for benefits, supplies information to the government to get benefits, not only is that a problem of sheker, that's a problem of lying in Isser Doraisa, but in addition to that, another Isser Doraisa, it is because Isser Gezel Kasbei Tzibur, that person is stealing public funds. Public funds are not for you, and accordingly, somebody who takes benefits that he doesn't have coming to him, that is the Isser Doraisa of stealing. And Rav Nissen Karelitz added on an important point that somebody who in the past indeed took benefits, took monies from the government, and he's talking about in the land of Israel and certainly outside the land of Israel, it applies either way, both ways. Why I said certainly is because their view, the review of Rav Nissen Karelitz, is like that of the Chazon Ish, that Dina de Malchus Adina does not apply in the land of Israel. It does in Chutz Laaretz, but this halacha of stealing, that applies regardless, out of Israel or in the land of Israel. Anyone who's done it in the past and took money they didn't have coming to them, Harei hu chaya b'hashavas agzela, they have to return what they have stolen. That is a requirement. You have money that is ill-begotten, it doesn't belong to you, it has to be given back to the government. So that is the Darkei Mishpat, talking in the view of Rav Nissen Karelitz, individuals taking governmental benefits that they did not have coming to them. So the next step, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe discusses educational institutions like yeshivas, taking from the government benefits that they don't have coming to them. In other words, there's certain conditions and requirements that are established by the government, and the institution does not fill those requirements or is trying to get more than those requirements permit. So Rav Moshe Feinstein initially talks about the Malchus Shel Chesed, the amazing government, the United States of America, that its point, its motive, its objective is to do good for those who live in the country. That's what it's up to. It's not doing for its own benefit, for its own financial aggrandizement, that it's trying to get money and put it in its own pocket, but it's there to take taxes and to put it for common good uses. And he says that this includes, in addition, the yeshivas, the Torah institutions, that they get a lot of help for their Talmidim, for their students as well. So then he says, but we have to be very careful to not take money that we don't have coming to us. So if the government says that there are certain conditions or requirements to getting the money and we don't fit into that, you can't take that money. And he says, fascinating, even if there's maybe an official, there's an employee of the government that wants to still do good. In other words, he knows that the law permits X and not Y, but he wants to do Y. He wants to give more than permitted by the law. Says Rav Moshe, it doesn't matter. We have to adhere to the law, not what that governmental official wants to exceed his authority on by giving additional benefits. And then he goes on and says, in Kol Shekein, certainly it's prohibited to lie For example, to say you have more Talmidim, more students learning in the yeshiva than you do. Why would somebody do that? Because then you get more benefits. The more Talmidim for each Talmid, for each student in the yeshiva, you get additional benefits. So he says, certainly it's absolutely prohibited to lie when it comes to the number of students and similar facts when we're supplying facts to the government to have benefits, absolutely prohibited to lie. And he brings a number of reasons for this. Number one, most simple, it's gezel, it's stealing. Stealing from the government. Next, he says, number two, ariika bazegam isurim hagdolim, additional isurim of saying shkarim ksavim, being deceitful, lying. Egneva stas, misrepresentation. And then he adds more, vegam chilul Hashem, ubi zayin ator v'lam decha, and it's also leading to a disgrace of the Torah and those who learn the Torah. And then he adds on more, v'ika b'zeh gam mishum rodef es gdolei haTorah v'talmideihem. It's also a pursuer, a rodef, against the gdolei haTorah and their students, who are very careful to distance themselves from gezeila, and it looks, makes everyone look terrible when there are these chilulei Hashem. It looks like that the Torah scholars and Torah leaders are ordaining this behavior, and obviously they're not. And then Rav Moshe says as follows, obviously I'm not talking to the Rosh Yeshivas of these institutions, those who run the principals, who run these institutions. Certainly they are Yirei Shamayim. They distance themselves from all of these Yisurim that we have mentioned, Gezeila and Sheker, Gnevis Das, etc., Dina Mahusadina. They are not, we're not suspicious that they're violating any of these halachas. They know how serious those halachas are, and they know that violating those halachas go against the fundamental reason that they're being mechanech, their children and their institutions, to be Yirei Shamayim, to be honest, to avoid Yisurei Mammon, to distance themselves from dishonesty and financial dishonesty. So certainly we're not concerned, and I'm not writing this tshuva to the principals and the Rosh Yeshivas of those schools, but what they have to be careful is to supervise and make sure that those who are donating to the schools, that those donations don't come from gezel, that they don't come from stealing, that they don't come from dishonesty, that they don't come from funds that are ill-begotten from the government. That, Rav Moshe says, we also have to be careful about. We have to make sure that the money that comes in is indeed clean. So just to recap, Rav Moshe Feinstein writing in the United States, writing in New York, but writing in the United States in Chutz Laretz, obviously you can't take any benefits from a government that you don't have coming to you. You can't exceed the requirements. If they have requirements, you have to fit the requirements. Obviously, no stealing, no gezel, no sheker, etc., etc. The whole list we saw, we can't supply them facts and information that would get us benefits that we don't have coming to us. So let's go back to Bnei Brak, the Darkei Mishpat, Rav Elazar Nidam writing in the name of Rav Nissen Karelix, brings this Igros Moshe, brings this psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein of educational institutions. You can't take money that you don't have coming to you. And he says as follows in the Darkei Mishpat, Da'af al pi shesham ayri b'chutz la'aretz. Even though there the Igros Moshe was writing about chutz la'aretz, that there the law of the land applies and they have to adhere to the secular law. And here in Israel, this is the view of Rav Nissen Karelitz, that Dina de Machusa Dina doesn't apply. We have discussed that sugya in detail, that there's a major machlokas in that area. But let's go with it right now. Dina de Machusa Dina, according to Rav Nissen Karelitz, doesn't apply. But in our context of when it comes to taking benefits, either an individual, here he's talking about institutions, Mikol Makom, Hu Adin Be'eretz Yisrael, this would also apply in the land of Israel, Kevan Degam Be'eretz Yisrael, Yesh Bazeh Mishum Gozel, Kaspei Tzibor, because the same thing would apply in Eretz Yisrael when it comes to stealing money from the Tzibor, from the community that you don't have coming to you. Taking funds from a government is public funds. And the Isser of Gezel applies regardless. The whole concept that we talked about, Adina de Malchusadina, does it apply or not? That was in the context of paying to the government, but receiving from the government and taking what you don't have coming to you. Indeed, that is prohibited, says Rav Nissen Karelitz, not only in Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael as well. Have a wonderful day.